while remembering the causeless mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. We are praying that they don't neglect us because of our faults. They haven't thrown us far away. They know that the jiva is very ignorant, blind, unqualified, fallen, born of ignoble families. All these bad qualities are found inside them. So if they are neglected, then they'll go even more far away. Therefore, all this misfortune, because of this bike, all this misfortune, they give a place at the lotus feet. This is a sign of their causeless mercy. And when they're given us a place, then naturally this flow of bhakti naturally flows. So bhakti naturally is seen in the heart of one. Therefore, this sthiti, this mahotsav of Shri Bhagavan should be fallen, should be followed. Even if we cannot follow properly, you should try. And by your causeless mercy, then you can try. Or else, there are many who don't realize the value of following such sthitis. See, they feel there's no need. They feel they'll follow the world, they'll do many things. They'll flatter the residents of this world. But Bhagavan and his avatars, his priya, what to speak of accepting that discipline, they will not even have this desire to remember the lotus feet of his Prabhu. So then, since morning, we've been hearing the glories of Advaita Acharya and the speciality of his Avirbhav. So we've been trying to follow. So the glories of Advaita Prabhu, if we do a little Shravan Kirtan, then we are very fortunate. This festival, this rasa, will benefit us eternally. So now we try remembering what Guru Vaishnavas have given to us and are still giving to us. Therefore the Guru Varga, there they say that Govir Pandit and Navadevi, they came slowly to Shantipur. There there was a king. So the king, he called them there and he gave them this position as his Rajguru. That time all the Hindu kings, they were under the control of the Muslims, because the Muslims had their own sultanate in Delhi, the Mughals. So they had their Islamic caliphate, and the Hindus were subservient to them, and they had to follow all their rules and regulations. So the Hindu kings, they knew how to respect the Brahmins, Devatas. They knew that these rishis are great ascetics, great renunciants, so they can protect us. Or else how could they be protected? Because the Mughals, they ruled India for 500 years. At that time, they committed so many atrocities against the Indians. They converted so many Hindus to Islam. Many untold atrocities they committed. So, Kuvir Pandit was very qualified. king jménem Rajguru. Because no one could transgress his order. Even if one was a Muslim, Bacha or a Hindu king, anyone. Because he had so much, he was very qualified. There was Brahmavidya. If one doesn't have this Brahmavidya, then where will you get this Brahma Shakti from? Therefore, as long as Brahmavidya is not had, then you cannot be known as Brahman. Where will you get this Sadgun from? So Kuber Pandit and Navadevi, they were great ascetics, tapasvis and tapasvinis. Well known everywhere. So respect all the Sadhu Santas, Rishi Maharshis. They're listening about the influence of the king. And the king, he called Kubir Pandit to his assembly. And see, Guru, he can cut all doubts. Not only cutting all these doubts. Not only destroying doubts, you also have to properly establish this tendency to serve, establish one. Because if one cannot follow, then what is the use of cutting all his arguments? So they have such Brahma Vidya, Brahma Shakti, that make a person free of all bad qualities and instill all these good qualities within him. Make them very qualified. So the king, he saw that all his ministers, all his assembly members, they very, it seemed new life had come inside them because of Kubir Pandit. They had this Jada Vidya, but they were lifeless. And when they received this Brahma Vidya through Kubir Pandit, then they became enlivened. They became enlivened every day. Kubir Pandit would come every day. King had made a very nice singhasan for him, beside him. And everyone would offer Pushpanjali to him, respect him. And Kubir Pandit would sit on his asan. And if any question would come, and any this king and any any question would come regarding how the state should be governed, then the king would consult Kubir Pandit. Just as Ram would consult Vasishtha. So you say, a lot of time passed. So Kubir Pandit, although he was married, still he didn't know anything about sansar. Because he was so absorbed in his tapasya. Manu Sharanagat Samarpit. He is different from those who are in Brahmalin, Brahmanirvan. He was surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Parabrahma. Very brilliant. Composed many nice stotras for Parabrahma. There's one shloka he described in such beautiful ways. Whoever would listen and feel rasa was being given to them. To make one realize this rasa in one's heart is very difficult. To have darshan of such Mahabhagavats, what is becoming the darshan, even by remembering their names, one gets so much benefit. Names of such Mahabhagavats. So Maharaj is not so happy with him. Maharaj became carefree because of him. Because Kubir Pandit, he took all responsibility. And Maharaj, no, he had no worries. So if you can have such a guardian in our lives, then you see how we'll achieve this Sakti Mukti. Have no worries. Vaidana Thakur has said, Sarvasya Tumar Jarana Sampeya Pada Chi Tumar Gare. Tumita Thakur Tumar Kukur Boliya Jana More. serves as such a person, then we can surrender our lives to him. See, the person is so qualified, then anyone who comes to him, he empowers him, and he makes him qualified to surrender. Else we are so useless. What to speak of offering ourselves? We don't easily offer ourselves. The king, he was so surrendered that one day, the king, he said, "Oh Gurudev, you are in front of me, peasant. You are recipient of Bhagavan's mercy. So think about our future generations. Think about the welfare of all the jivas." So he knew everything, he was Antaryami. And he said, "Oh Maharaj, this is Bhagavan's desire. We don't pray to Bhagavan. If Bhagavan is happy with us, he wishes to give something, then he'll give some responsibility. But if we are very stubborn, then we try taking something by force, then what will be the result? The result will be very bad. Saying pray to Bhagavan that this is your desire. But if we do not even pray to him, that then we will also suffer and we will be cause of suffering even for others. So we will go on the wrong path. When Prabhu has created this world, then he has made all arrangements. Still we pray to Bhagavan, "Oh, give me nice wife, children, wealth. We only have the unceasing desires. Give me Prabhu, give me. We desire so much. We say we are surrendered. But how are we really surrendered?" So, this great this flow of material desires flowing within our hearts. Mind has become so much absorbed in Vishay. Ignorant chanting Mala Mantra and Japtapa. Still for whom are we doing? For Parabrahma. I say, "Oh, there are also Japtapa. I am chanting for the others." So then who will give the fruit? I say this flow is running within us. So this fire will not be extinguished. It's greater than see, Kamadi, Kamagni, the fire of lust, anger can go away. But this anger is in the heart. We have so many kinds of desires. Saying, I want more. Sukhvir Pandit, he said, "Oh Maharaj, Bhagavan Seva should be causeless. We are taking shelter at the Lord's feet of Sri Guru. We should pray for the mercy of Sri Guru. Not that we look after a cow. And after 2-3 days you stand with a bucket. And by force you try to milk the cow. Think, you want milk, you won't get milk. You have to wait. And this is the cow. It gives birth to a calf. Then the cow will automatically give milk on its own. If you beat the cow, then how will it give milk? Give blood. If you cut the cow, will you get milk? By force, you can never do anything. Therefore, you'll have to wait. Prabhu is very merciful, causelessly merciful. He thinks about everyone. Saying, there's no need for you to be anxious. Whatever responsibility has been given to you, you carry it out in a neutral way. So then he prayed to his ministers. Then he said, "Oh, you're my guardians. But I desire that the only invite Priya Parikaram Bhagavan can bring someone like that, or else there is no one to benefit the world. And what happened? All the Brahmins, the Pandits, they will start praying to Kuber Pandit. Not only our kingdom, there are so many others as well. So you have this capability. You can think about everyone's well-being. You know what to do. So he said, alright, I'll pray to Prabhu. It's Prabhu's desire. Then Prabhu will give something. There's a need. Because Prabhu, he knows what we desire. Maharaji, he was a worshipper of Durga Devi. Because he was a king, he should respect Durga Devi. He should also worship Vishnu. Because there are panchapasaks everywhere. One-pointed follower, one-pointed bhakta is very difficult. To be one-pointed bhakta, especially to surrender to Bhagavan. So the panchapasaks are like kichdi, five kinds of worshippers. They worship Vishnu, Ganesh, Shakti, Surya, and Shiva. They worship everyone. Because everything is one. Because this is the preaching of the Mayavadis. That you just have to imagine some form of Brahma. Because, and when you'll be enlightened, then you discard that form. And you realize Brahma to be Nirakar, Nirgun. And you'll merge into that Brahma eventually. So, the king started seeing his Brahma Vidya from Kuber Pandit. That time, he started praying. That to realize Brahma, I need the assistance of one Parikar, of Bhagavan. Prabhu himself comes and is very nice. Or else he should send one of his dear associates. Then they can benefit me. So then, after some time, Kuber Pandit, he said, Prabhu will come quickly to this world. And what happened? Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Chandra himself. He was thinking, just see this Kali Yuga Jivas. I came in Dwapar Yuga. And I accepted everyone. When I was playing with my sakas, no one said anything. When all the gopis came, I'm Parabrahma. Everyone belongs to me. As Kali Yuga Jivas, they say that Krishna, by dancing with the wives of other men, he has caused great disturbance. He is embracing, kissing all the wives of other men. Therefore, he has destroyed the entire world. Because others will also say, he'll also play. If he, whatever he does, is Leela, and we do it, then it's pap, sin. So they were raising many questions. And they're criticizing the gopis very badly. Saying they left their husbands. And they went to others. And to other men. And they're living with them. They should be despised. So the Kali Yuga Jivas, they live very short time. And their intelligence also is very bad. But still, they always like looking for faults. and all these bad things, is especially done by them. This is the tapasya aradhana sadhan. This is the diet. Only criticizing others, and especially, you see, the insignificant jiva. See, they even criticize the Bhagavan and his parikars. In insignificant living entities, they don't even have place in hell. See, you should think about yourself first. How can you? And the Vrajadevi is Brahma himself, Brahma, Shiva, and all devatas, they worship Vrajadevis. They pray for the dust of the Lord's feet. And these Kali Yujivas, they dare find faults, criticize them. So it's Bhagavan's desire that I send someone who will explain everything to them first. If they change, then alright. Or else, they should give them proper instruction. So who is surrendered? So everyone has adhikar to meet Bhagavan. Bhagavan is present in everyone's heart, present everywhere, inside out. So then you take the Paramatma out of these women, then you only stay with men. But is that the case? Paramatma is not just present with men and women, he is present with every living entity. He is present in all of creation. So why should you think that Paramatma is not present in the hearts of the women as well? So still they say that all the avatars are okay, but this Krishna avatar is not good. They don't realize that Krishna is also present as Paramatma. The hearts of all these gopis. So they say they start spreading many bad things. And what happened? What is the result? And then they became under the control of the Mlechas. They had to suffer so much. But still, did they change? No. So Kuber Pandit, he started praying to Sri Bhagavan. And Bhagavan, he said, that I'll send a very special avatar of mine to help all of you. Let me see what happens. So Parabrahma himself, he was looking, that is there anyone qualified? So he himself performs this task of being Brahma. There is no qualified Jiva, then he himself becomes Shiva. Then he himself appears as Sadashiva. And there is no Yogi Jiva, qualified Jiva. Then Brahmaji himself, he appears as they worship Parabrahma, or else he is worshipped as Brahma. So when he Vishnu appears as Sadashiv, manifests his 11 Rudras to destroy the world, he manifested all these Jyotirlingas, then he calls Sadashiv and he said, go and destroy all the anarthas of the jivas and give them good intelligence. Make them realize who Bhagavan is, who Bhagavan's parikars are, and how criticizing Bhagavan's parikars, taunting them, criticizing them, then who will suffer? You see, if you're criticizing one person, that person is not disturbed, but then you're criticizing, then you will be disturbed, you will suffer. And the fruit will be very bad. So that time, Kuber Pandit, he said that, don't worry, very soon, once avatars will appear. So after some time, today is Makari Saptami. This Magmas. And Saptami is also called Ratha Saptami. Arogya Saptami, Vedan Saptami. Bhagavan Vishnu himself, he sits on a Ratha. He appeared in this world on a Ratha. Therefore, in South India, in all temples of the four sampradayas, they take Bhagavan out on a procession, on a chariot. So Bhagavan, he gives darshan to everyone. He benefits everyone. So on this Maghi Saptami, Ratha Saptami, Arogya Saptami, and Adaita Acharya, he appeared today. So Maharaj, he came. And we saw, just see his eyes, lotus petals, Kamal Nayan, see his hands, extend to his knees, and all the Panditas, they named him as Kamalaksha. And he had all these wonderful qualities. Who would see him immediately there? Minds would become pure. Regardless of whoever a person was, how much ever he was suffering, still, just when he heard Darshana Pavitra Karvaita Margun, that by having Darshana of the Bhaktas, one's mind becomes pure. But he, when we see Vaishnavas, we become very pained and we say, oh, we're suffering so much now. Why? Because we are pretenders. We are hypocrites. So you say, then, you say, just by having the darshan I feel superior. Just by, I'm standing on the banks of the Ganga, I've eaten honor so much Swami Sachinamra. Still I haven't been so purified. Still, when I have darshan of the Shamsundara, my mind is never satisfied. And say, I'm so happy. And I desire to see him again and again. And then when he became a little more older, then Maharaj, he prayed to his Guruji. That is, Guru Pandit, saying you have to bring Kamalaksha to Royal Assembly. I'll give a place in our Royal Assembly and I'll look after this boy. And this boy, he is everyone's property, not just your son. But Guru Pandit said, oh Maharaj, then if you look after this kingdom, you'll have this conception of being a member of this kingdom. But you should try to imbibe these teachings of Brahma Vidya. So there's a nearby Yajna Mandap where we speak this katha about Brahma Vidya. We have discussions. So all the Brahmins who come there, it's a Nirgun place. So one should not be looked after in the palace. So all the Rajas say. Therefore, he had this great desire in his heart. No, they increase 10 times more. Because where the Sadhu Santas are present, they don't just go inside their room and eat, close their doors. No. First they feed everyone and then they honor Mahaprasad. First they clothe everyone, then they wear clothes themselves. So Guruji is so magnanimous, he does everything for others. Therefore the king made all arrangements. And when he became a little more big, then the Raja told requested to Kuvir Pandit, you have to bring your son here any time. So at that time you see the palace was very big. And near the gate there was a temple of Deviji, Durga Devi. And nearby was also a temple of Shiva. So anyone who would come there, first they wash their hands and legs, first they offer pranam Durga Devi and then they'll go inside. Mother, oh, just going cycle rickshaw. You go to Palki, Palanquin, and then immediately you enter inside the palace now. Even in Jagannath temple, if you want to go now, you'll have to wash your feet very nicely. So, So this, even Tirupati, this water is coming since 1 kilometer, and you'll have to wash your feet there. Then automatically, when you go there, automatically your feet will also become dry, and you cannot even spit. You cannot do anything. They say they bathe you top to bottom. You cannot go there in any other way. So after coming there in this Rajbhavan, they came there to Rajbhavan to Adarshana Devi after washing their feet. And then Gaur Panditi brought a small boy. And the king, he saw that he's sitting on the lap of his father, his Kamalaksha. So he made a very nice Mayur Singhasan for Anparal. Made a very nice Mayur Singhasan. And he said, "Now, if I don't respect the son of my guru, then how can I be benefited?" So he gave him Singhasan also for Kamalaksha. He said, they're all asking. No, they no longer ask. No, you see, the king, he would only consult with Kuber Pandit, not with the other ministers. You see, even the citizens, when they come there, just by seeing Kuber Pandit, automatically all their questions would be answered. No, they forgot everything. No. So his Guruji would say, so many people come with so many questions, and when they come here, they forget everything. Just by looking at me. They're saying, they sit there for hours and hours. So Guruji, I want to ask something, but then say, no, I've forgotten. They say, all these doubts go away. There's no need to even say something. Just by his darshan, everything becomes pure. So the Panditas, they made a request to the Raja, to the king. They say, oh Prabhu, our etiquette is being transgressed. He said, everything is right. We all come and offer pranam to Durga Devi Mata. The queer Pandit comes, he also offers pranam. But Kamalaksha, he never offers pranam. And if he stops offering pranam to Devi Mata, Devi Mata will become angry. Then she may cause great disturbance here in her kingdom. So at least he should offer pranams to Durga Devi. Then they all requested queer Pandit. That, oh, you tell your son, Kamalaksha, that when he enters inside the Rajbhavan, then you should worship Durga Devi. You should teach everyone how to worship her. So then Kumar Pandit came there, then he asked, why don't you worship Devi? He asked his son. He asked many times, still Kumar would not say anything. It's Kamalaksha. So then, he went to another Sabha, he didn't offer pranam. Third time also he didn't offer pranam. So then all the other ministers went and complained to the king. Then Kuber Pandit asked, why don't you offer my son? Why don't you offer pranam to Durga Devi? He said, Devi Devi will not accept my pranam. I am her Prabhu. And so when he spoke these words, everyone started smiling, they started teasing him, saying, oh, just see how big you've become. From now you're saying that even Durga, you won't listen to your guru, you won't listen to the king, you won't listen to your father. What will you do in the future? You see, there are so many who are always behind there, who are always trying to incite one. You see, when we do something, when we get the reaction or something, then we say, oh, why am I suffering this way? But really, they are the fruits of our caution. So you are responsible for that, not anyone else. So then, he came there. Then, he told Kamalaksha, you'll have to have a pranam, or else I'll not take you there. So for 5 days, he didn't bring his son. And they say, all the ministers, due to the absence of Narayan, they all went and hid themselves, as if the Maya Pralaya is going to take place. And again, he started offering prayers. Why didn't you bring him here? He said, even if I bring him here, he won't offer pranams. So you should teach him then. Why are you not teaching him to offer pranams? He said he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't want to come here, but he will not offer his pranam also. He said, no, you have to bring him here. And he said, she'll have to bring anyhow. So they say, they're so stubborn. You'll have to listen to everything I say. The king, he became very sad. Should I listen to these ministers? Or should I listen to my guru? Or the order of guru's disciple? The king himself, he left his palanquin and then he started walking. Because without having darshan of Govinda, he was cannot stay alive. So this way, they will start saying that what is the harm if he offers pranam just once? Why is he so stubborn? So then they said, alright. Then all the pandits, they all came there. All the ministers, everyone, they came. At that time, as soon as Kamalaksha tried offering pranam, and immediately Devi's deity burst. And there was a huge roar. Everyone became unconscious, everyone fell unconscious on the ground. Then there was a sky proclamation. There's an aerial voice. It said, he is my husband, Parameshwar. He should offer pranam to me. He is worshipful for the entire world. And yet having him offer pranams to me. And so when the deity burst, the pieces of the deity, it hurt all the other ministers. The ministers were doubting Kamalaksha. Only the king was spared. All the other ministers were hurt by this explosion. Because the king, he had a lot of respect. No, Kamalaksha, he came to the Sabha, the assembly, and they say, there they saw that they were all hurt by this explosion. See, when they came, they didn't say anything. They were very scared, no. They didn't say anything after this. Now that, oh, you should respect her. Durga Devi is a Kuldevi, she's your mother, you should respect her. She said, no. How can I bow my head down to this person who just came yesterday? Like Maharaj would always say, one person is staying 60-70 years in the temple and one person has just come yesterday. So this person has just come yesterday, he comes to Bangladesh, he does all kinds of seva, he plays the Madanga, he does Kirtan. So he's done 100 years tapasya. Therefore he has all these qualities. So you learn to respect him, offer pranams. You don't have any of that qualification. So wherever the qualities are, that person should be respected. Therefore, Krishna has said, then you say, Lakshanam Pumsa. That according to one's Lakshanam qualities, one should think of him in such a way. No, that is, if he's a Kshatriya, Brahman, Vaishya, Shudra, Sannyasi, according to his qualities, he should be judged. If you cannot judge according to his qualities, then you're blind or deaf. Say you have no intelligence. You're useless. Say the scholars didn't respect Kamalaksha. Then the king, if any problem would come, then the king, he would call his Rajguru. And he'd say that all the other members in the assembly, they have some shortcomings. So, if one becomes very stubborn, then he will not change because he's very intelligent. He has his pride. He will not bow down so easily. You see, bamboo becomes very hard, and if you try fixing it, it'll break. Once it becomes very rigid, it'll break. It is not flexible anymore. So therefore, Ritas Thakur, he should stay in Puliya. First stay in Benapul, then he came to Puliya, on the banks of the Ganga. He started doing his bhajan in a cave. Every day, as a rule, he'd come for darshan. And this Gita Bhagavad, Ved Vedanta, Brahma Sutra, he'd come to listen Adhesh Achara speak. Then come to Madhukari there also. And when Raghunath Das Goswami appeared, then he started crossing the Ganga to see Raghunath, who was staying in Adi Saptagram. Because a great soul knows another great soul. So then, as soon as Adhesh Achara appeared, this Kamalaksha, then Fulia is very far from Shantipur. Even now, this Advait Bhavan is present in Shantipur. Even now, it's very big. You see, even the government doesn't have such a large place. This Advait Bhavan is so big. In Shantipur, there is Badai Gosai Path. Inside the city. And then outside, on the outskirts, when Mahaprabhu would meet Nityananda Prabhu and Advait Acharya, there's that Baitak. And even that is so huge. So every day, Adhesh Thakur would come every day. And then after some days, what happened? Kuir Pandit. He left his body. He entered Ritilla. So when his Shraddha had to be performed, there was a Brahmin Pandit Guru. So when time came, perform his Shraddha, then invited all the other Brahmanas. Then there's a rule that the Shraddha Patra should be given to the most exalted person, to Sadhu, who has this strength to please Bhagwan, make him happy. So that time what happened? The Brahmin Lok, Brahmins think, oh, he'll worship me first, he'll worship me. I'm very qualified, I'm this, I'm that. But then he saw Adhesh Thakur, Adhesh Thakur sitting on the streets there. He wasn't sitting with the Brahmanas. Adhesh Thakur, what did he do? He looked for Adhesh Thakur, he bought him, made him sit on the asan. Again, the Shraddha Patra. All the Brahmins became very angry. Saying, how can we eat in such a place? Here the Brahmins have been insulted. They're disrespected here. Here is a Muslim. They given the Shraddha Patra first. Now we will not go to bhajan here. And they left. So they said, now we'll take revenge. We'll again come back and take revenge for how we've been insulted. Because you see, because nature is like that. Anyhow, I'll take revenge. Saying, oh, why did you invite us? And why did you insult us? Why did you give the Shraddha Patra to this Muslim? Then Adhesh Acharya said, now can you prove that he was a Brahmin? He's very qualified. Can you prove? What do you desire? Then he said, alright. He said, this is Yajna Vedi. This is Yajna Kunda. So here, you form a Yajna. And then I'll offer this Mahaprasad. I'll call my father here and we'll offer this Mahaprasad there. So all of you, by the power of your Brahmin power, you ignite this fire. The Yajna, the fire sacrifice, and then I'll offer the Pinda, the Yajna Vishta, the remnants of the Yajna to my father. So then the Brahmin said, alright, I'll light the fire. So one who lights the fire, he is most exalted. Now that you bring a matchbox, and then you light a fire, and then Yajna is performed. And they say, they have turned parikramas. But still, this life fire has not been lit. They tried so much, they did parikrama of that sacrificial pit. They did so many things, they chanted mantras, but still the fire would not be lit. Then they said, alright, let's see if he can do it. Then Adhesh Thakur, he did pranam, he did parikrama, he chanted harinam. And then he remembered Queer Pandit. He called him, and Queer Pandit, he came up here in front of everyone. And then he gave this Mahaprasad. You see, even Vaishnavas are departed, he should not offer Pinda. He should offer Mahaprasad, Bhagavan's Mahaprasad. So this way, he made everyone receive the blessings of the Dasari. Therefore, who has this Brahma Gyan, this Brahma Vidya? Who has this Samandar Bhagavan? Who has the Samandar with them? And so they all started eating silently, and they took the Takshana and they left. They didn't say anything after this, because they knew from before that Maharaj knows everything. Maharaj, he said, oh, where is Kuvir Pandit? Now he's no longer here. So now you're my Rajguru. He told Advaita Acharya. Now we'll have to manage the entire kingdom. Then Advaita Prabhu, he said, I cannot do like this for the welfare of the Jivas. So he started speaking on the Gita Bhagavad Ramayana. They say he heard everything, coming and having darshan, but still they will not agree, they will not bring it into practice. So then they became very sad. Then he thought, Prabhu has made me am sons of Tara. See, these Kali Yuga Jivas are very stubborn, they are very insignificant, and they are always lamenting, they are never happy. You have so much, so be happy with what you have received. Say, no, I want more, I want more. What will you do with more and more things? But still his mind is not satisfied. And if anyone does any good, then become grateful to that person. He said, no. You glorify the person who has helped you. No, he's saying. And if there's any exalted personality, you should praise him by words. This way, they will go to this Dibhisthan. But by criticizing, then one will fall down and one has benefited us. He's done something good for us. And he's thinking about the welfare of others. So if you are praying to such Gungan, then all those good qualities will appear in your heart. This is Bhagavad Kripa. Therefore, this Kali Yuga Jivas are very unfortunate. Why are they so observed in all these things? Why? Because it's their job. So then Advaita Acharya, he tried so much. So the time Madhendra Puri, he came with all his disciples. Because Sanyasi Purjak never stays in one place. He was going everywhere. So then, Shantipur and he can know the boy because he knew that there's someone in Shantipur. So when he came to meet him there, then Haridas Thakur was also there. So the satsang was going on there. And then when Madhendra Puri, when you sit down, they offer praise to him. Why? Because a qualified person, he knows how to worship and respect another qualified person. So he engaged him for this Kala Kirtan. The same Madhendra Puri described very beautiful leelas of Bhagavan. So the name of the Chara, his name was Kamalaksha. Then he said, can you tell me how the Jivas of this world can lure it? You won everywhere, all over India, but still the Durgastha Kalyatha Jivas being stricken by Maya, they're really unfortunate. So in the Shiva Bhagavat, Sukadeva Goswami has described then this, all the Rishi, he spoke about this Nimi, Navyogendra Sambhad, And then this way, he said this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But there's one good quality in this Kali Yuga. What is that? Trasya Krita Sangha Param Prajayat. If one does Krishna Kirtan, then Mukta Sangha Param Prajayat. Then he'll meet with all the states of Bhagavan. And Maya will not touch him. And he'll be free, he'll be liberated. Kali's influence will not fall on him. One may have all good qualities, but one good quality is Krishna Kirtan. So then Madhavendra Puri, he said, that except for this Krishna Kirtan, there is no other way to benefit the jivas. Then he thought, I'll have to do Kirtan now. And Haridas Thakur was doing Kirtan. And all the Muslims, this Qazi and all his followers, you see, the Hindus went and complained. When the Brahmin saw that, oh, Haridas Thakur is being worshipped, that he's gotten so much respect by the Itacharya, even by his utterance of the Mahamantra, he lit the sacrificial fire. So then they complained to the Bhatshah. You see, he's a Muslim and he's reciting the names of Hindu gods. And he's insulting us Hindus. And they say, he's a kafir. So why don't you punish him? So then he went to the Qazi and Qazi went to the Bhatshah. So bring him here. They said, listen to the Qazi. Read the Kalma. Why don't you accept this Islamic Dharma? Why do you chant the names of Hindu gods? So then he said, should punish him. And the king, he said, alright, put him in jail for 2-3 days. If he changes, then alright. Or else we'll punish him. So when he went to prison, then all the prisoners became so happy. And they all start doing Harinam there, all start singing and dancing there. And then after 2 days, when they were about to release Haridas Thakur, they said, oh, will you stay here with us while you're leaving? Or else you bless us. He said, should I bless you? He said, my blessing is you'll always remain in this prison eternally. And he said, why? Because then you'll chant Harinam. Or else if you're in Maya, you'll never be able to chant Harinam. So you stay in happily in this prison. And he said, alright, you also stay here with us. And he said, alright, I'm also coming in some time. Don't wait. And he went out. Then again they made a big meeting. And then Qazi and all his followers, they all came together in one place. And they said that he should read this Kalma and accept Islam. And if he doesn't read this Kalma, doesn't accept Islam, then we'll beat him in 22 marketplaces. And say we'll cut his body into many shreds. And then they call, they had him beaten so much. And his Ambika Kalna there. They had beat him so much. So Haridas Thakur didn't die. He was only laughing and chanting Harinam. He said, why are you laughing? Because he said, I'm chanting Harinam and you're beating me so much. So you're also listening to me chant Harinam, so you'll also be punished. And he's chanting loudly Harinam. Then he said, if you don't die now, then they'll destroy our entire families then. This Qazi will kill all of us, so all of you should die. And so he said, alright, I will die. He went into Samadhi. And they thought he went. And then they said, oh, they dragged his body then. He said, don't bury him. You throw him inside the Ganga. Let him go to hell. Because if you bury him, then he'll go to heaven. So throw him inside. They call the Ganga Darya. And then floating in the Ganga, he came to Shantipur. And again he started chanting Harinam. So Sadhitacharya, he became very sad. He said, just see this Kali Yuga. So then he said, now Prabhu has to appear here now. And he has to himself deliver this world. I have done so much, but I cannot. They don't listen, these Kali Vijayas. And they say, they're always creating so many disturbances. So then he accepted Madhavendra Puri as his guru. He said, what should I do? And Madhavendra Puri, he said, Tulsi Dala Matrena Jalasya Chalukenava Vikrante Samatmanam Bhakti Pyo Bhaktvatsala. They just take some Tulsi and some Ganga water. You offer to Bhagavan, Bhagavan will be happy and he'll come and he'll give you whatever you wish. And he said, it's not so difficult to make Bhagavan happy. Just Patram Pasham Balam Toyam Yai Bhakta Prajjati. If you offer leaf, water, anything, Bhagavan will accept. Still, they're very envious. Anyhow, they drink their blood. And then they give this as a gift. So Bhagavan, he never accept such gifts. You see, if you accept some, if anyone is giving something out of their love, then that is like nectar. But if you're trying to, if you're asking someone for a donation, then that's like water. But if you're trying to force a donation from someone, that's like taking that blood. So therefore, so Advaita Acharya then, he went from there, on the banks of the Ganga, he came to Navadvip, and then started his aradhana. In the banks of the Ganga, solitarily, solitary bhajan. And there Shiva, Sri Nani, Sri Pati, Ramai, Shridhar, Shuklambar, Brahmachari, they all started coming to Mayapur. All started coming there. No one was left behind. Haridas Thakur also, he came there. Because, you see, the prostitute was sent to have him fall down. The prostitute said, if I'll make him fall down, surely. 1, 2, 3 days. Then what happened? She herself became a great devotee. So Advaita Acharya, he said, oh, I'll see. I'll bring Prabhu here. I started roaring then. Started performing such tapasya. Standing in the Ganga. I started offering Tulsi Dal. Ganga Jal. I started calling out to Prabhu. Now what Mahaprabhu do? Shruti Achinamuni Kirada Sagare Nitramangayalo in Nadharunkare. I was resting nicely. But this Nara, he is shaking my Singhasan. Anyhow, he brought me here. Now we listen tomorrow now. Hey, boo!